The 8th Annual Evening with the Cardinals is coming up on January 11th at St. Louis Union Station Grand Ballroom. This year, it'll feature St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Famer Ted Simmons and Baseball Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith. There's dinner, unique auction items, private photo session with the two legends, and then hear them reminisce about their careers. Be a part of this special night. Visit thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org, because no family should go through childhood cancer alone. We hope to see you on January 11th, an Evening with the Cardinals.
Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It's a Wednesday on Scoops with DannyMac.com, and that means we have the chance, as we always do every Wednesday, to talk it over with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Happy New Year again, my friend, and how are things with you?
Very good, Dan. It's great to be back talking about the Cardinals minor leagues.
It is good to be back talking about that. Let's jump right into what's happening now. There are players down on the fields in Jupiter with instructional camp, which used to be held right after the season, but they felt, and I think it's a smart move, guys are worn out, they were tired, probably wanted to go home, maybe some homesick, and they said, look, let's scrap that. Maybe we get better attention to detail. Maybe we get better teaching if we hold this right before spring training, and that's what they're doing right now, aren't they?
That's right, Dan. This is the third year of the Cardinals instructional camp having been moved from September to January, 2 weeks going on now, the first couple weeks of the year, the full weeks of the year, with 37 players down in Jupiter. I will mention, though, to a point you made, another reason why they wanted to change this was that a number of the players are still working on their college education, and by having instructional camp in September, that precludes them from being able to take classes in the fall term. So by having this camp in January, you know, those young men who are still finishing their college education can get a fall term in. And while that's not the primary reason, it's another factor, because we have to remember not only do the Cardinals draft a number of high school players, but a number of these players sign after their junior year of college, and they still may need another 20, 25 hours of classes before they get that important degree, which is going to help them, of course, in the rest of their life after their playing days are done.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people, I think, are curious about what instructional camp, what is that? Who's on the field? Is Mike Shildt there? Well, let's go through that. What is instructional camp for those that don't know?
Well, it's basically hands-on, a much more hands-on basis of education and training for a group of players. They typically have classroom classroom information and studying in the morning, and then in the afternoon they get out on the field for individual instructions with the roving instructors from the system, some of the managers, some of the coaches. And as you mentioned, and they're focusing primarily on fundamentals. There aren't any games. The pitchers, of course, are still just ramping up, so there's mostly pitchers throwing bullpens. More often than not, it's coaches throwing batting practice rather than pitchers. But the idea is to give these young players some focus on fundamentals and a head start. And to the point you made before, the major league coaches are going to be in Jupiter next week, and they're going to be doing their planning for major league spring training camp. And so that gives Mike Shildt and all the coaches a chance to move over to the backfields in the afternoon and get a look at some of these young players. So, you know, last year saw really all the major league coaches around at different times during instructional camp, getting a sneak peek at these 37 young players brought to Florida.
Yeah, I find it really interesting with the guys that are down there, and it's not like every single minor leaguer is down there. How do you get selected for the instructional camp?
Well, of course, the Cardinals don't say, you know, what their formula is, but I do a lot of analysis, of course, of the backgrounds of the players. And typically they're either players who are emerging or maybe some players who might have had some injuries last year that they want to, you know, get them moving a little ahead. It's not just the players on short season clubs, so like State College, Johnson City. While there's a few of those, actually, you know, the sweet spot of the group of players here are more like the Class A, high Class A, along with a number of players with Springfield and even some with Memphis experience. So really it's kind of a mixed bag, but the names are players that you recognize from name brand guys like Nolan Gorman and Malcolm Nunez down to some lesser names, including one young man, a pitcher named Angel Cuenca, or probably Angel Cuenca, who I've not seen yet because he pitched in the Dominican Summer League last summer. So we're talking about a young man who's been brought over to the United States, you know, for his first action in the U.S. in this, highly I don't say competitive, but highly exclusive instructional camp. So, again, just a wide variety of experiences of the players there.
I'm also curious, because year after year now, the major league players are getting down there, and many of them are already there right now, and some of them have bought homes down there so they can get there and train well before spring training gets there. I'm curious how many of those guys make their way onto the field either to make a speech or go one-on-one with a young prospect and talk to a kid and try to encourage them and tell them, hey, this is what it takes to make it to the big leagues.
Well, I can tell you last year I saw Yadier Molina there. Of course, he has a winter home in the area. Saw Miles Michaelis there, as well as a number of the the former players who were involved in coaching roles, players like Braden Looper and Ryan Ludwig. So there are definitely, a number of players and former coaches around who can, provide advice and counsel to these young players in instructional camp.
Yesterday, the Cardinals did make a little bit of news. They signed Oscar Hernandez. He is a catcher. He does have big league experience. Number one, what do you think that means for Andrew Kisner and Matt Wieters? Number two, and we'll get it. Well, let's answer that. What do you think it means for those two guys?
I don't really think it means a lot. I think the Cardinals want Matt Wieters back. But like last year, apparently his market is slow to develop. And so I think everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen. And if he falls back in the Cardinals' lap, I'm sure they'd be delighted to have him back. But it's going to be, again, on a one-year deal at some reasonable amount of money. If you're Matt Wieters, former All-Star, definitely did a good job for the Cardinals as a left-handed bat last year. He's probably looking to a place where maybe he can get a little more playing time than being behind Yadier Molina, which, as everyone knows, plays every day that he possibly can. So this doesn't preclude a Wieters return, the signing of Oscar Hernandez. Really what it does is it gives the Cardinals another veteran guy on a minor league deal, not unlike Joe Hudson, who folks may have remembered last year was around. And the Cardinals always, have these journeyman catchers. Pena was the guy before that, who are around and they can put in AAA to provide a little more experience if needed. Now, the real question, which none of us know the answer to, is, where do the Cardinals feel Andrew Kisner's defense is? Do they feel that his defense is good enough that they can afford to have him basically sit out in the bullpen and warm up pitchers in St. Louis, or do they want him to continue to play every day in Memphis? And it sort of looks like maybe the play every day in Memphis might be the preferred approach. Certainly if they bring Wieters back, that would be the approach. And, now with the case of Oscar Hernandez, they have an opportunity to go that way if they so choose. Now, another point to note, Oscar Hernandez is on a minor league contract. So if they were to have him on the team, he would, have to be added to the 40-man roster. But there's always, ways to move that around. So that won't be a big factor. I think the big question will be, will Wieters come back? And, where do the Cardinals really feel Andrew Kisner's catching is, and whether they think, another year in Memphis will be the best answer for his development?
Yeah, you took me right to the second part of that question I was going to ask you before, which is, where do you think Kisner is defensively? Is he a major league catcher? Is he a major league backup catcher defensively? Is he a 26th man roster guy? Where do you think he is with all those options and questions that surround him going into spring?
I don't think anybody, at least nobody I've talked to, has said they believe Andrew Kisner is a finished product, meaning that he couldn't continue to grow and to get better. So, but the question of the 26th man is an interesting one, because with that extra spot on the roster, if Wieters came back, for example, what they could easily do is have Kisner as the third catcher. Therefore, you use Wieters as a left-handed pinch hitter, and you still have Kisner in reserve if Molina was hurt late in the game or something. So, there still might be flexibility even, to have three catchers on the roster. And again, I just to go back to the original point, I think Oscar Hernandez is nothing more than a low-price insurance policy at this point. They'll probably keep him around, mm-hmm. but it's not outside the realm of possibility that if everybody's healthy and everybody thinks things are going well, they might even let him go at the end of camp. There's nothing really at risk here by bringing another guy in like that.
Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a men, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Brian, let's take a look at what I think is so important with any organization. I don't care if you're talking about college football, basketball, baseball, Major League Baseball, the NBA, whatever. It's consistency. Consistency with your coaching staff, consistency with your front office and ownership. Cardinals have that, and they have consistency right now with their minor league managers as they made the announcement a couple of days ago. 7 of the 9 minor league managers will return in 2020.
That's right, Dan. And again, you know, it makes sense given that instructional camp is open. You know, a number of these coaches are down. Coaches and managers are down in Jupiter working. So they've, you know, pretty well got their systems lined up. There's a couple of TBDs, but, you know, all the managers, as you said, are in place, and most all of them are coming back. One of the changes is at the Gulf Coast League, where Joey Hawkins, who was a former minor league infielder, came back, was a coach, hitting coach last year. Now he's going to be a new manager there. But the names that everybody knows, you know, from the top, Ben Johnson, Memphis, Joe Cruzel, Springfield, Dan Bilardello, Palm Beach, Eric Almonte, Jose Leon, Roberto Espinosa, who led Johnson City to a title last year. So all those guys are back, and that's great. On the pitching side, a lot of stability as well, pitching coach side. One new person to join the organization is State College's new pitching coach, Dean Kiefer, who folks may remember was a left-handed reliever for the Cardinals, left a few years ago, you know, continued to bounce around, got a little bit of major league action here and there. But Dean Kiefer's seen a number of organizations now, and he's decided his next step is coaching, and so he's the new pitching coach at State College. Now, on the hitting coach side, just as we talked about stability and management, in the hitting coach side, pretty much everybody's changed chairs. But again, I think the top 5 or 6 hitting coaches, while they're all in new assignments, were in the organization previously. But then at the lower levels, there are, you know, 4 or 5 new hitting coaches who have been brought in. And I think what we're seeing here is sort of, you know, year two of the new hitting regime. The Cardinals have a new minor league hitting coordinator in Russ Steinhorn, and who's, of course, very much in sync with Jeff Albert at the major league level. So a lot of new hitting coaches in new jobs, but again, stability there as well.
Yeah, one of the names, Bernard Gilkey. That's kind of an interesting name and a name from the past and a St. Louis native.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to see Bernard Gilkey decide that now's the right time to put on a uniform. And I haven't seen him yet. I'm hoping he's in instructional camp so I can ask him about it. Because Bernard Gilkey has been part of a program called Cardinals Corps, which has existed for some number of years. It's a development program for selected players where these former players establish a direct relationship with young players, and they guide them, you know, not only on-field, but on off-field activities too. And Braden Looper participated in that program, Ryan Ludwig, Orlando Palmeiro, and those guys are also now being called coaches, although they're not assigned to a team. And when I say those guys, I mean Looper, Ludwig, Palmeiro. They're not assigned to teams, but it looks like all those guys, oh, and Izzy as well, who's now called a roving pitching instructor. So these guys all before were advisors. They were around the players, but they weren't in uniform. And it looks like this year all those guys are going to be in uniform, which I think is a good thing for Cardinals instruction and for the player development organization.
Let's talk a little bit too, Brian, about replacing Mark DeJean. And I think fans at the St. Louis level or here in town saw the impact of what DJ meant to this organization for decades when he threw out a ceremonial first pitch. He had a box and all the players were out there to see him and be a part of a very special night at the end of the year. Who replaces DJ? And then, you know, just talk a little bit, if you can, about what that role entails with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, Mark DeJean was really a legend in the Cardinals system. Had been in baseball well over 3 decades, had managed at a number of levels in the minor league system, won titles, was a bullpen coach in St. Louis under Tony La Russa back in the late 90s. He just had seen everything and done everything, and had one of these kind of personalities where, you know, just loud and booming, but he put everybody at ease. He made them laugh, but he also made them work hard. And DJ had announced his intent to retire far in advance, so the Cardinals identified his replacement, Chris Swager, and created an assistant field coordinator position under DJ last year. So Chris Swager basically had 1 year. And Chris Swager, former Cardinals minor league outfielder, managed at Johnson City, won title, managed at Peoria. Really, you know, a good, sharp young mind, sort of like the next Oliver Marmol, Mike Shield, if you might say, in the you know, grooming of the young guys. So Chris Swager spent a year as DJ's assistant, and now he's running minor league camps, basically. That's what the field coordinator, you know, their job is to make sure instructional camp runs well, everybody's where they need to be, they have good schedules for the day to keep the players in their strength and conditioning and all the things that they need to do, as well as their on-field work. And, you know, that field coordinator work then extends to step camp and regular spring training and extended spring training. So there's a lot of work to do to keep everyone organized, and not just the players, but also the coaches as well. Keep everyone where they need to be and things moving promptly so that people are maximizing the amount of time they have. And, you know, folks aren't standing around doing nothing.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination, with Train Shed's creative pub and the soda fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station. And we'll wrap it up with this, as we're running out of time, with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. You will be in instructional camp next week. So what can fans look forward to on thecardinalnation.com?
Well, we've already posted the list of the players who are in instructional camp. I've done some analysis on their backgrounds. We sort of touched on that here, but you can read a lot more, because there are not only the players I mentioned, but also a number of the top draft picks, Zach Thompson, who I'm looking forward to seeing in person the first time, the left-hander that the Cardinals got from Kentucky. So I'll be, you know, providing in-person reports for subscribers to the Cardinal Nation on what I'm seeing and what I'm learning from instructional camp.
You'll be busy. Right after that, it's the winter warm-up, and then you'll have your St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame vote, so, or at least the panel discussion to decide who goes on that the fan vote and some of the other news that comes out of that. So you're going to be busy here the next couple of weeks.
Not only that, we're working full steam ahead on the 2020 Cardinals Prospect Guide, which this will be our third year of that coming out. So I'm sure before the end of January, if all things go well, that'll be done and ready for folks to order.
That is no longer called that. It's called the Danny Mac Cheat Guide.
Hey, whatever works for you. Get out those colored markers and mark it up.
I love it. Thanks, Brian. We'll talk to you next week from Jupiter.
Sounds great, Dan.